Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All righty. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio with those crispy microphones. These are the same ones that Joe Rogan uses. In case anybody's doing a podcast, you don't want to skimp on crispy microphones. These are the Shure SM7Bs, right, Nick?
Yep.
Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How are you doing, brother?
And then we picked up these sweet arms, like podcast arms here, and they just float around. Yeah, so basically fully adjustable. Yeah, guys, you got to check out this podcast studio on our YouTube channel, Built to Grow Podcast on YouTube. Check it out. You can see what I'm talking about. You can also see this beam of light hitting,
creeping in both of our
hitting my eyeball right now, and yours too.
Just the one.
It's just this time of year. It's just like one of those things where we come in the same time every day, but the sun moves. There's a whole thing about suns and like rotation of the earth.
Solar systems and is it flat?
Anyways, got a great show for you today. We are going to talk about all the things that are being done wrong. And, you know, it's more of a rant because, and I'm not calling any names or anything out, but I see a lot of shit that's wrong in this industry. And I'm going to tell you why it's wrong. It's not that it's like, well, you think it's right and I think it's wrong or whatever, opposite. You think it's wrong and I think it's right. There is no right way that some of these things are being done. It's just being done out of convenience, or it's the way we've always done it, or, you know, I didn't learn my lesson the first time and I'm doing it again. So anyways, we're going to talk about it. And, you know, if this is you, this is your wake up call, get this shit figured out, because it's a quick, this is a great analogy. So it's very, very difficult to sell or sign up, you know, 5 or 7 personal training clients in a day, but it's really fucking easy to lose 10.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into that statement. It's like, it takes a long time to build the right thing, but you do one thing wrong and you could collapse the whole business.
Yeah.
And unfortunately the gyms I'm talking about do multiple of these things. So let's just get into it. So I was on a call yesterday, with a gym, no names again, just kind of a discovery call. And I want to help gyms like that. That's my goal in life, right? Like, we help gym owners win. I want the gyms to win. And, you know, in order for me to do that, I have to ask questions. I have to have data. I have to understand what we're working with here. And that's a lot of times one of the first things I do when I get on a call with a gym owner is like, hey, so tell me about your amount of members you sign up every month. How many do you lose? What's your attrition rate? What's your average revenue per member? What is your gross revenue? What's your base operating expenses? What's your cost per acquisition? What are you spending on marketing this month? Basic questions. And the particular gyms I talked to yesterday didn't know any of those numbers. Mm-hmm. They couldn't tell me how many members they were signing up. They couldn't tell me how many they were losing. Therefore, they couldn't tell me their attrition. They don't know how many current members they have because of the way they do their operation, which is, I'm going to tell you in a second, why that's the case. So they didn't know how many active members they had because they have like these passes that don't expire. And it's just like, they just stop coming, but they're still active. But are they? But they're not getting billed because they paid for the thing.
They've already prepaid. Yeah.
So it's just like, there's just a number on a spreadsheet or in the database. And we couldn't figure out any of this stuff. And we got to a point in the conversation where I said, I can't help you until we have this information, because I'd just be shooting from the hip.
Yep.
And that's essentially what they've been doing.
Yeah.
I asked about the sales process. If somebody was interested in coming in, maybe they drove past your building, maybe they saw you online. How do they do that? Well, they made it really difficult for somebody to book an appointment with them. They had to call in. They had to jump through hoops, essentially, to do give give this business money.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped the conversation right there. And I said, like, listen, guys, why do you make it so difficult to do business with you? This is obviously the opposite of what you want to have happen. Yeah. You're making it, it's already a hard enough decision for somebody to join your gym, but then we're going to make them jump through all these hoops. They have to call us. And then, you know, they have to fit our schedule and then they have to come over here. And then I'm not going to tell them the prices until they get here because that wouldn't be the right, you know, I was told the other opposite. We don't give out prices, which I could see both sides of that equation. You can't just say a price over the phone and have them understand what that means because you don't know what their experience is at any other gym.
Yeah. What are they comparing to?
Maybe they're comparing it to a $999 gym and you're $500. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. Right. So that I can see that. But not knowing any of this, there's no recurring revenue whatsoever. It's a pack, like a training
package.
Yeah, play. So how do you fix all this stuff? First off, you got to track everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to know what you're spending on marketing, how many members that's generating you. So let's just make it super easy. Spend 1,000, get 10 members. You have a number called cost per acquisition. It cost you. You spent $100 to buy a customer.
Yep.
Very simple. Because if you've not read Buying Customers 2.0.
Bradley Sugars.
Go read that. It just will change your perspective on what marketing is.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're buying assets.
Yeah, it's exactly it. I mean, I use that conversation to almost every gym that we do a discovery call with, and I explain it and break it down. I always compare your client and the lifetime value of that client to a bar of gold.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why I say I love that.
It's so simple, but it does. It opens up your eyes to the understanding of what the task at hand is, as opposed to just thinking it's, you know, I need a new member. Well, okay. Well, what does that mean to the business?
You really know what puts it in perspective. And I think, you know, and I'm doing a webinar on this next week with Wellness Living. You may see you guys, if you're on our email list, you'll get a link to join that. But I'm going to use that analogy, right? Mm-hmm. Our goal, how much would you spend, right?
Yeah.
And when you look at it in that way, everybody understands what a bar of gold is worth. That's the same thing your customer's worth.
Absolutely.
Your customer's worth dollars. The bar of gold is worth dollars. If you just don't know what that client's worth, we got a problem because you may not realize, but this customer might be worth $10,000 to your business. Mm-hmm. On average, people stay with you 36 months. They're paying $500, you know, like all, it could be $15,000 value with these clients in some models.
Yeah.
If you're a $99 a month, you know, 3 months, you know, average retention rate. Yeah. Then that client's worth $300.
Which to the simple concept at hand, you can't afford to spend as much as the other gym to acquire that client. And that's the grasp that you need to have on that understanding. But it's all math. It all makes sense, but it's data. Have to have the numbers. You have to have the data. The only gyms I give an excuse on not knowing those numbers, and it's only an excuse in the interim, is a brand new gym.
Correct.
Right? You don't know how long you've been open 6 months, 8 months. You don't know how long your clients are going to be with you before you start to see that turnover. That's the only understandable situation where you might not know a true, and you can, and again, you can still relate it to other gyms that have a similar model, similar price points. You can still extrapolate data from others that have done it to give yourself at least an understanding of where you should be playing ball. That's the goal. I mean, that's what you should be doing in that situation. But if you don't, and I mean, if you've been in business more than a year, 2 years, and you don't know these numbers, that's on you.
Start there.
Yeah, start absolutely. There.
So we've got, you know, we've got a gym that doesn't know how much they cost to acquire a client. They make it real difficult to do business with them. There's no like online booking link for consultations. And then when they do come in, there's no one person in charge of the sales operation. So there's no director, sales manager, GM, or any of that. It goes to the trainers in this particular gym. Now, these are two different gyms I was talking to, kind of blending the two.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
So in the second gym here, they have their independent personal trainers. By the way, I'm saying independent, meaning contract personal trainers who are running their own business out of your operation, out of your four walls, do the sales. Okay. And so like, maybe that's okay. Maybe that's not, until I ask the question, how do the trainers get paid in this situation? In your particular gym, Mrs. Gym Owner, or this was Mr. Gym Owner. How do you pay these coaches? Well, they get paid on the services they provide. What about the consultation? Well, they don't get paid for that until they end up servicing them, but they all have to have X amount of consultations per week. It's just kind of a round robin. So do you offer services in your facility that that particular personal trainer does not provide? Yes. Okay. Well, do they get paid for those services? No. So what's to keep this personal trainer, independent personal trainer, running his own business, has his own bills and hard costs, from pushing somebody away from another service, even though that's the one they may have come in for, i.e.
or been better for him.
Or, but yeah, Pilates or yoga, but they don't do that. They do personal training. Hey, you don't need that. You need to train with me. And then your business takes the hit. Mm-hmm. Or they don't close the deal because it's not what they really were in there for. So many things wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many things wrong. And it was really eye-opening yesterday to hear both gyms that I've never met before. They just came on discovery calls, which is totally cool. But not, there wasn't one thing that I would say was done correctly in either scenario. Obviously, the data, they don't know the numbers, which is fine, you can get that number, but mm-hmm. but I don't think they had enough systems in place that they could go easily find those numbers. So that's a problem. So if you don't know your numbers, guys, start there. You need to know, at a minimum, total number of leads generated per month, total sales per month, cost per acquisition. Probably you need to know, well, you need to know how many on average you're signing up and losing. So you need to know that delta number between members in, members out. You need to know your average revenue per member.
Yeah.
That was unknown.
Per month, per rep, per.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like if you have 10 different memberships, which by the way, both of these facilities had, which is another problem, that you just have all these options. Like every response I got when I asked a question was, it depends.
Yeah. There's no clarity in the business.
Yeah. And the worst thing that I've heard out of all of the conversations yesterday was, we have no recurring revenue memberships. We're looking at doing that. But what we do sell is packs of sessions, which again, I'm against. But the worst part about that is they don't expire. Mm. So I said, so you can have somebody come in that was 5 years ago that bought this and come in. Yep, it happens all the time. They bought 5 years ago sessions and they're coming in 2024 and they bought this in 2019. Oh yeah. Mind blowing that this business is in operation anymore. So it's tough, right? These are all the things that I would see wrong. So what would I say to do right? Like if I was going to, and we have an episode that we reran not that long ago. If I was to redo everything mm-hmm. again, and this is also something that Jeff Hoffman said, like every year they say, if we're going to burn this business down and rebuild it the best way we know how today, what will we do differently? Well, you got to have recurring revenue. Mm-hmm. We have such an advantage over other industries that people would die for this, especially.
It might be the only thing in business, in the fitness business.
We sell a recurring subscription model.
Yeah.
They sign up. Like, again, I've said this on stage. I've said this. I mean, there's people I walked past today that signed up 15 years ago with us. They're out there training today.
Well, just look at society. Look at how movies and things like that are distributed nowadays. You don't go to a Redbox and purchase the one. Mm-hmm. You buy a subscription to all of them, right? Everything like the Netflix, the Prime, all of these things have moved to a subscription-based service because of the advantages that we have in the fitness industry. We've been fortunate to be in that arena, and now other companies are going, oh, that looks like a great way of doing business.
A better way to do it.
Let's go over here and do this. And now we still have those in our industry that are fighting that, and they're still trying to make it difficult for them on themselves to go make money.
Let's sell 10 sessions. Like, oh, it's painful it sometimes, but it's all fixable, guys. Here's the thing. Like, I'm not here to just like, I'm here to point out the problems.
Yeah. We're using those couple gyms as an example, because these are the things that we hear from gyms all of the time. Some of them do one of these things. Some of them do multiples, but ultimately these are the things that when you work with us, we steer you away from, bring you back to the understanding of the business. And like we were talking prior to the show, if you want to succeed in business, you have to treat this like a business. And unfortunately, throwing your hands up and going, we do this because that's how we've always done it, is not an answer that's acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't know another way. Well, then you go and you find a different way. You research what it takes. You research what others are doing. You reach out to a coach, but there is definitely a better way of doing business.
Yeah. But I would love to hear the reasons that they feel like that's the best way. We do chunks of sessions because of X, Y, and Z. Tell me that, what those are. And typically there is no real.
There's reason. No, and that's what I'm saying, is there's no intent behind those things. Yep. It's just the way that it's been done. And nobody's looked at the business and said, okay, is this the best way that we should be doing this? There's no intentionality. It's pure, you know, throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
It's crazy.
And it's all over.
You know, what's funny is, you were talking about the other businesses that moved to subscription model. Remember Office, Microsoft Office?
Oh, yeah.
You would buy the box at Costco.
Yeah, or literally the discs.
And there would be discs in there. And you owned it.
Yep.
And you could use that for like 3 years longer than, you know, until they started making it now.
Windows 97 is like still bouncing around. You know, Word 97 is like still a thing, you know, but.
Yeah.
Yep.
However, like we throw that advantage away a lot of times by doing the session packs or doing a paid in full at a discount or selling a 3 month paid in full intro deal. And then hopefully we can, can retain them on the back end. And then we get into this employee contractor debate, right? Like this is really gnarly, right? Because, the reason why a gym would do contractors, at least in the beginning, is they don't have the money for payroll.
Sure.
So we're just going to pay these guys for what they do. No tax. We don't have payroll tax on this. We just pay them 1099, and they're responsible for the FICO and Social Security and all that stuff. It makes it easier on the gym, but what you're doing there is you're handing over
control,
the assets.
Yep.
You're handing over the bars of gold to some guy can just leave tomorrow. And that's tough. And it's happened to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've learned this lesson and I've done everything in my power in my new models and iterations to protect and insulate and ensure the business away from that ever happening again. We switch clients with coaches. We don't put coaches' names on our schedule. It's A or B and you pick a time.
Yeah.
We control the programming. Right, we have our software that does that. We control the programming. We have a text message platform that it's all from the gym, so the communication's happening through our platform. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff, right? One of the best things we do is when a coach, like one of the best things that we do, and I don't know if any gym can just pull this off, is that we have a fitness director in Zach, where he'll backfill coaches for on training floor and get him back on the floor and reestablish relationships. If a coach is sick or out of town or on vacation or whatever it is, I always welcome that. Like if a coach is gone, I love it because Zach gets back on the floor and he reestablishes those connections again. And, you know, and he essentially, he is, even though he's an employee, he is the gym.
He's here. The face. Yeah.
So we've done everything that we can to insulate from that happening, because I've had this, my first coach I ever hired, she didn't show up for an afternoon session. Like she was supposed to be in 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She didn't show up near to the clients. I was like, okay, well maybe somebody's sick. So I call her, no answer. She didn't show up the next morning. But neither did the clients. So it wasn't like the clients were there waiting for her. They had schemed behind my back to go train out of a garage, like down the street. It didn't even quit. Like they just went over there and they started training over there until one day on the cameras, I saw her come back in the gym, like after hours, and steal all of the paperwork. You need. No, the paperwork and all the contact records of all of our clients that we had it like in a binder, and all the clients just quit. Like they all schemed against the gym, you know, because the trainer was the reason that they got results, not irrespective of anything else. It was all of the value in what we were offering was in the trainer's hands.
And the relationship.
The relationships, yeah. So, you know, that was 2010, 11, 12, somewhere in there. I mean, it's been a decade, mm-hmm. but that stung, you know, basically half of my business walked out the door. And I've heard this happening over and over and over to gyms. Like, this is not uncommon.
No.
It's one of the dirtiest businesses out there. Trainers stealing clients. And it's our own fault as gym owners, because the way we set up our operations mm-hmm. allows that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You let a bars of gold go in their backpack.
You put them in their backpack and wait for them to leave. That's the problem.
Yeah. And so it's all fixable, guys. We fixed all of this.
Yep.
Like that, you know, we've had coaches leave and change careers and stuff. We don't lose anybody anymore because mm-hmm. they're tied to the gym, not to the coach. Right. And so, and I know for a long time, it's like, how do you make that happen? How do you have them tied to the gym when the coach is the one? Well, like I said before, the programming especially has come from the gym. Having something like Semi-Private Pro, they can't go and just knock that off. Like that's proprietary to the facility.
Yep.
So it's not like, you know, and when you have the clients working with those iPads or Android tablets daily and they're clicking the buttons, and they get, that's the value they're putting in the programming.
I was going to say, you kind of have to put it, it has to almost like be extra in their face.
It's in their face, and they love it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're developing gamification in that thing. And so it's like, hey, happy birthday, happy anniversary, PR, new max, new record. All this stuff is popping up now. And it's just like, it makes it more user-friendly. There's all this stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I don't want the coaches to leave and take clients. Like, that's just one of the main reasons we do this. But also, it's the continuing the customer experiences to be the same as a system. The programming and the training is a system, is delivery system.
And I was gonna follow up with the same exact thing. You've created a system, the programming within it, right? Controlled in a system where even in the same, let's say nobody's leaving, but to your point, right? Coach A and Coach B can follow the system and get the client a similar duplicatable result. That's a system.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to not just the programming, but let's say, you know, a coach does leave. Okay, you plug a new coach, even if it's not somebody that's already on the team, right? You bring somebody new in. Their role and responsibility is follow the system, not go bring whatever great training methodology and programming beliefs and all of that stuff with you into our business. No, leave that at the door. You're an employee. You're a cog in the system. Your job is to do what we've created and do that with, you know, personality, you know, hype, energy, you obviously be good at executing that, but the vision and the control and everything there always comes brand down.
Yeah.
And everybody else is kind of going, you know, employee up in that regard. And it's risk. It's massive risk.
Yeah. It's fixable.
Hey, 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 Tim Lyons here. Look, I know running a gym day in and day out can be a challenge. It's often hectic and stressful, but remember, you are not alone. And if you ever feel weighed down by the pressure and you're searching for a lifeline, we've got just the thing. I would love to invite you to our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program at winninggym.com/grow. Listen, it's designed to give you tangible results. It transforms your struggle into sustainable growth, and it is a game changer for so many gym owners out there. Again, that's winninggym.com/grow. Check it out, and let's turn those day-to-day challenges into triumphs. All right, now let's get back to the show.
So I guess the point of this is there's things that you're doing in your business right now that you have no idea why you're doing them.
Mm-hmm.
You do them because you've always done this. And this was very, very evident when I came out of college and I was in the construction industry, when these guys were in the, you know, in the trades journeyman 30 years. And I couldn't understand why they were doing something because I had a different view, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and maybe their way was a way, wasn't wrong or right. But I'm like, man, should we do this instead? One of the great examples was, you know, I came out from a team atmosphere in college, and I came into these projects, and I was working. I did kickoff meetings. Nobody did kickoff meetings in my company. I'm like, we got to get these guys meeting
all
each
the different
other.
Subs,
all the subcontractors. I was like, dude, I need that drywaller and the electrician and the insulator all talking to each other, because you know what's going to happen.
They got to be on the same team, otherwise it's them against each other. Absolutely.
Well, Tim, we've never done it that well. I'd like to do it. And it was one of the best things, and it got adopted, right? Like, You just bring in a new way. Like, it just, so you're doing things a specific way a lot of times in your businesses, and you just was like, well, that's the way we've always done it. I think it's always good to reevaluate everything you're doing, because some of this is like, we do this, but we don't use that information. Well, stop doing it, because we're not, I mean, the point is to use the information you're getting out of a particular exercise. We ain't doing stuff to waste time. Everything's got to move the needle forward. Everything's got to have that one, you know, we sell more flowers aspect to it. So I guess this episode is to like, hey, not to really throw shade at anything, but just like, hey, realize what you're doing could be hurting you. Most likely is. There's other ways to do it. If you guys need help, obviously the links are in the show notes, but you know, take a look at reevaluating everything you're doing. You could do stuff better. Even us, we could do tons of stuff better, and we will.
And we will, absolutely. And that's the awareness that comes with, you know, being able to look at your business subjectively and just say, hey, you know what? Any of these can be changed. Anything can be manipulated and modified, you know, for the best interest of the business and the client and their results. But to your point, sometimes you are too close to the problem. Right. As a gym owner, you've been doing it. Maybe you've been in the industry. Maybe you've run your business for 10, 15 years and you've done it the same way. You can have a good business, but you could have a good business that's not capable of being great. And sometimes it does take a subjective eye, a coach, somebody else that's not in the business, in the mix every day, coming in and saying, hey, you know what? Have you challenged this thought?
Yeah.
Have you ever said, you know, maybe this isn't the path that's the best option for us? And so obviously that's a nod to what we do here at ProFit. But if you find yourself in that position and you don't know how to look at your business without having your emotions and your ego and everything tied to it, then find a coach, find somebody that can come in, another business owner, maybe even just start there, that can just say, hey, let's look at a couple of these areas and let's see if we can improve on these processes and systems. And I promise you, the thing that we do with every one of our clients is nothing more than just that. Here's what we think we can change. Here's what we believe your opportunities for improvement are. When those gym owners adopt those changes, that's when we see the glass ceiling break. Yep. And you know, we're exploding revenues and control, and then the control and the clarity that comes in. Like, the gym owners, not only do they have more quote unquote success on paper and more money in the bank type of thing, but their businesses run more efficiently. Mm-hmm. There's less, you know, putting out fires every day. Hell, if I got a dollar every time a gym owner said, you know, my days are filled with putting out fires, it'd be every damn gym owner I've ever taken a call with, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not the purpose of running a business. That's not where you should be as a business owner. You should be looking for the future. You should be looking for these opportunities for change, for improvement, for what comes next. But if that's not what your day is filled like, then you good chances you could really benefit from finding a coach or finding somebody to come in and look at your business.
Exactly. Nice. All right. We'll end it on that. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show.
Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.